As a young artist, Steven Siegel first got the idea of using paper for an outdoor sculpture when he took a passion for geology to a giant garbage dump outside of New York City.
Staten Island has the world's largest landfill, and I started thinking about what a human-made mound of debris would look like in 80 or 100 million years. It got me to thinking about this new geology that we're creating.
Now, more than 30 years and 30 paper sculptures later, he's in the expansive garden of the Lee Auchie Woodson Art Museum, building another one. Siegel has enlisted an army of volunteers.
But we've got young people, we've got old people, we've got retired people, and the projects are designed in a way that everybody has something to do.
Now, another big chunk of regular paper.
I need to build up here just a touch.
All right.
Nate Foss, an artist from Door County, and Jennifer Kay, a local stay-at-home mom, are working together, pounding big nails through thick reams of paper onto a skeleton of 2x4s 10 feet high and 30 feet long.
Helping Steve with his masterpiece. Wonderful group of people here, just all working together in the flow, getting in the flow of the whole sculpture.
Never nailed through paper before. I've nailed through a lot of things, but never through paper, and it's an interesting experience.
Thank goodness for the people with the muscles here. Paper isn't as easy to drill through as you would think.
We're kind of going along, improvising as we go, and that's kind of the fun of it, and that's part of the art.
Siegel admits he is indeed improvising as he fits his sculpture into the landscape.
Because the trees are organic and kind of rounded, I wanted to do something that it's essentially going to be a big rectangle when you look at it when it's all done. It'll have plumb sides on either end, and the top is going to be flat unless I change my mind.
Siegel says the finished piece will last 15 to 20 years, despite what people think.
Ask all those people, when was the last time they left the Sunday paper out on their lawn and left it there for a year or two? And I can guarantee you, if they did, it's still there. It's actually a lot more permanent than people think.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
going
to tack some 8-penny nails, and then I'll let you put in a big spike.
Andy McGivern, the museum curator, watches as the serpentine sculpture takes shape.
I think the beauty of this is he's using this site, which is kind of hidden, but it's not. You can see the end of it, but it goes through the trees. And as you walk around, you're going to realize the mass of this piece. And then the material, because everybody can relate to paper, certainly in central Wisconsin.
28,000 pounds of it, stored by Wausau Paper Company in a Brokaw warehouse and donated for the project.
We toured the Brokaw factory and got to see all this paper and how they made it. When the artist came last fall, he came and said, what are our local resources? What can we use locally that we can incorporate into this sculpture?
Steven Siegel works with the throwaway products of a mass consumer culture.
So when you look at something like this, you go, you know, wow, we have a lot of post-consumer materials. Paper, shredded rubber, plastic, aluminum, whatever it is I may be using.
Are you trying to make a bigger philosophical or political point with your art?
Absolutely not. I happen to be a very political person and I'm socially engaged, but you could take all those things away and I would still be making the art if the aesthetics were part of it. This is something to look at.
And it's something the people of Wausau will be looking at for years to come. I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.